Hi, this is Dr. Mike Headley, your holistic sleep doctor, helping you solve your sleep issues without dangerous drugs. Today, we're talking about the top traits that predict future asthma attacks. And of course, sleep is on the list. Obstructive sleep apnea specifically is on the list. So listen up. If you know of anyone who has asthma or yourself has asthma, investigators have assessed the prevalence of treatable traits in severe asthma and have determined specific traits that are predictive of future asthma attacks. Their findings, which are published in Respirology, are the result of an extensive national collaborative study in Australia. 10 traits predicted future asthma attacks, and the strongest were being prone to exacerbations, depression, inhaler device polypharmacy, vocal cord dysfunction, and obstructive sleep apnea. The findings may help clinicians develop individualized management strategies for patients with severe asthma. So we reported the higher burden experienced by patients with severe asthma compared to non-severe, and importantly, identified which treatable traits are predictive of future asthma attacks. This highlights the usefulness of the treatable traits approach in severe asthma and identifies important targets for treatment, says lead author Vanessa McDonald, PhD of the University of Newcastle. Again, it's just a shining example how disrupted poor sleep, which sleep apnea is a stop in breathing, when the person physically stops. Well, if you aren't breathing, that's going to affect your whole body and your brain, but specifically your lungs and asthma. People have a hard enough time when they're getting enough oxygen to breathe properly. And so when you stop breathing at night, and one of the things, I did a video on Facebook last night with my wife, so you can check out Dr. Mike Headley on my Facebook page, and we did a video in our bedroom. I gave it a little behind the scenes tour, how we decluttered our bedroom, how it's pretty plain. There should only be two things happening in there anyway, sleep and sex. And we demonstrated the proper sleeping position, the number one best sleeping position, and it's sleeping on your side, specifically your left side, so the gastric juices stay in the bottom of your stomach and don't go up and create gastric reflux and acid reflux. And sleeping on your back is just fine, but 54% plus people stop breathing and snore and cough and choke when they sleep on their back. So I hope this helps, and if you have any questions, check out my Facebook page, Dr. Mike Headley on Facebook, and check out that video I just made this week, and then also check out the questionnaires and download my free ebook on drheadley.com. And I'm always here for you if you have any questions or concerns. As always, sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite. Dr. Mike Headley signing off. Hi, this is Dr. Mike Headley, your holistic sleep expert, helping you solve your sleep issues without dangerous drugs. Tonight, we're talking about a very important topic, the effect of mother's sleep on an unborn baby. How much sleep mothers get when they are pregnant can impact the health of their growing baby, according to a study conducted by the University of South Australia, or UNISA. Assessing outcomes related to birth weight, fetal growth, preterm delivery, and stillbirth, researchers identified four key aspects of maternal sleep that may contribute to four poor fetal outcomes. So the lead research for UNISA's associate professor, Jane Warlaw, says that the research gives expectant mothers and clinicians important insights into sleep and healthy pregnancies. This study looks into relatively unnavigated territory at the relationship between fetal health and maternal sleep, mapping commonalities across maternal sleep conditions, including sleep apnea, sleep duration, sleep quality, and sleep position. Warlaw says in a release, adults sleep for a third of their lives. So to an unborn baby is asleep for a third of their gestation. So it makes sense that maternal sleep could have an impact on the health of the fetus. We already know that if a mother sleeps on her back, it can have negative impact on unborn babies, probably by reducing the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to the placenta. But across these studies, we also found consistency among mothers suffering from obstructive sleep apnea, short sleeps and poor quality sleep, which could increase the likelihood of preterm birth and perhaps even stillbirth. The most significant findings suggest a relationship between premature birth and maternal sleep apnea, with 4 out of 5 larger studies showing a clear connection between the two. Adverse outcomes for an unborn baby remain a reality in Australia, with about 15% of newborns needing extra care at birth, 1 in 10 babies born prematurely, and 6 babies stillborn every day. That's so sad. Warland says that preventing stillbirths and reducing fetal risks remains one of the greatest challenges of modern maternity care. In Australia, the rate of stillbirth is double that of our national road toll, Warland says. This hasn't changed in 20 years, and despite the prevalence of stillbirth in up to 40% of cases, the cause of death remains unknown. By investigating this important field of study, we're hoping to provide clinicians and families with important information that may safeguard the health and well-being of an unborn baby and reduce the incidence of poor fetal outcomes. As an epigenetic coach through the Apeiron Academy, I've studied genetics and genes and SNPs. And here's what I know for sure. Epigenetically, mothers can transfer their sleep habits to the unborn child. And so what's that mean? Really, really be disciplined before you have conceive a child so you can get your health habits and lifestyle in order during pregnancy and then well after, because you'll cherish that sleep once you have that newborn baby, because you'll need that extra energy and extra focus and attention for the new love of your life. So really, really get secure on your circadian rhythms and your sleep routines, morning, noon, and night. Get fit and healthy and well, so then the automatic process of sleep occurs. If you have any questions or comments or want any further attention, check out drhadley.com and apply for a consultation, and we can go into some testing and go into specific ways to optimize your sleep. And as always, sweet dreams, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.